That was Diana Kipyoge of Kenya crossing the finish line. Earlier, her countryman Benson Kipruto won on the men's side on this first Boston Marathon Monday since April of 2019. Reporter Alex Ashlock is our favorite person to talk to on these days, and he's near the finish line. Hey, Alex.
Great to be with you, Scott.
Okay, let's start with the women's race. What'd you see?
Well, I was right there when she crossed the finish line, and you heard all those cheering crowds, and it was so great to be back in downtown Boston for a marathon, since there hasn't been one for 2.5 years. It was just great to see all the people on the streets and just incredible cheering for her when she finished the race. It was really interesting, the women, a big pack early on, lots of women sharing the lead. But at the point in the race where the course turns by a firehouse and heads up into these hills in Newton, she took off. She took, made a break, and she really controlled the race from there. And
is that where we've heard of Heartbreak Hill? Is that where she took off?
Yeah, it was right. It was a little bit before that, but it's typically where the races sometimes are decided in that part of the race. It's about 18, 19, 20 miles in, and she just controlled it from there and won the race easily. Kenyan women also finished second, third, and fourth. Good day for Kenya on the women's side.
And on the men's side. So was there any drama before Kipruto on the men's side crossed the tape?
You know, the funny thing, or not funny, but interesting thing about the men's race is you don't often see this in marathons, but American C.J. Albertson just took off by himself early on in the race. He was out there in front. I think he was ahead by 1:40 at some point, and he ran that way for a long time, but eventually the pack caught up with him. And that often happens as well. Kipruto, I think he took the lead around 3 miles to go and won the race by more than 40 seconds. Albertson said he didn't regret the front running, and he finished 10th. I should mention, though, Scott, I should also point out that the wheelchair races today, which were the ones I found really fascinating, because you saw Kenyans in the men's and women's races, a Swiss sweep in the women's and men's wheelchair races, Marcel Hoog, Manuel Achar. Hoog won here for the fifth time, Schar for the third time. And Hoog, he won despite making a wrong turn on the course, which you don't often see. So that was kind of interesting. Daniel Romanchuk finished second in the men's wheelchair race. And yesterday in the Chicago Marathon, he beat Hoog. So Hoog got some revenge today, and he talked about their rivalry.
We'll have a big showdown in New York. It's a totally different course, a different marathon. We have time now to recover.
Yeah, wow. Well, what an essential ritual day for the city of Boston coming back, as you describe, Alex, for the first time in 2 years plus. Thanks, Alex Ashlock, near the finish line. Yeah, great to talk to you.
You're welcome, Scott.